This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for April 2011. Tonight, a former NZART General Secretary and Honorary Life member becomes Silent Key. Presidential comment. And an update live from the VHF convention in Wellington. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It is with regret that I lead tonight's broadcast with the sad news that former NZART General Secretary and Honorary Life member Neville Copeland, ZL2AKV, became a silent key last Friday night. Neville's health had been slowly failing in recent years, and at the time of his passing, he was a resident at a rest home in Stokes Valley near Wellington. Neville was our Association General Secretary, based in Astral Towers Upper Hutt, from June 1982 through until June in 1998. He was our General Secretary for a record 16-year term. Neville was made an Honorary Life Member of our Association at conference in 1998. Neville was born in 1925, and all his working life prior to becoming our General Secretary had been spent with the New Zealand Post Office, which he joined as a message boy. During World War II, he joined the Royal New Zealand Air Force and graduated under the British Commonwealth Air Training Plan as a wireless operator. After the war, Neville rejoined the post office, serving in a variety of positions, including a time seconded to the DSIR as postmaster at Scott Base Antarctica. During this period, he held the call ZL5AL and provided a DX bonanza for New Zealand and overseas amateurs. In 1975, he joined the post office's radio division, from which he retired on the 24th of December in 1981. Neville was first licensed as a radio amateur in 1971 and joined NZART the same year. He attended radio classes at Upper Hutt Branch 63 and went on to play his part as the secretary and the president of the branch. He was made a life member of Branch 63 in 1998. As one who worked with Neville, ZL2AKV, both as chairman of the Headquarters Secretarial Committee and over my term as NZART President, I will remember Neville for his dedication, his attention to detail, his loyalty and his friendship. NZART extends to Neville's wife Shirley and his family our deepest sympathy. This is ZL6A. With presidential comment. From New Plymouth, here's Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. By now, you should have all received the March-April break-in containing the annual reports, which will be presented at our AGM to be held in Silverstream in June. There are also the remits which will be debated and decided there. For democracy to work properly, it requires a continuing participation of all members. It involves much more than just voting every 2 years, then griping about the councillors and what they are or are not doing. It requires all members to keep making constructive suggestions, offering to help, and actively seeking solutions. Keeping this in mind, I urge all members to attend their branch meetings where the reports will be discussed and the branches voting on the remits will be decided. These meetings are sometimes avoided by members as being boring, but they are vitally important. This process of branch voting, then voting at the AGM, are the means by which you, the ordinary member, have your say in the future of our association and our hobby. Now is the time to register for the NZART AGM and conference at Silverstream. I hope to see many of you there. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy, the president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Well, over this weekend, VHF convention has been held at Tawa College near Wellington. Reporting live on the broadcast tonight, we have NZRT Vice President and Northern District Councillor Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Good evening, Vaughan.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening all. A little over 40 hams from Auckland to Dunedin registered to attend VHF convention over Easter weekend. As you've heard, the venue was Tawa College and the Wellington VHF group hosted the weekend's event. Convention started a little later than usual as it was preceded by the annual Wellington Radio Expo, which was held on Saturday morning. The opening keynote speaker turned out to be a brainstorming session on the features and benefits of amateur radio and how these could be used to interest non-amateurs in joining our hobby. Conductors Ross ZL2UAC and Phil ZL2OWL will be reporting back on the results of this session in the near future. A number of very good technical presentations followed. First up was Liam ZL2AOC, who showed us what could be done with an integrated GPS camera and laser rangefinder his company had developed. John ZL4JY followed with a look at the APCO P25 digital communication system. He demonstrated how it worked using a handheld radio through the 7075 repeater, a first for amateur radio in New Zealand with a P25 digital repeater. The rest of Saturday afternoon was taken up with the mobile rally and operating contest. This included making a Yagi antenna out of marshmallow men and wooden skewers, finding two hidden transmitters, as well as some on-air operating and, of course, answering questions about the rally route. Thanks to Don ZL2TLL and his family for a fun afternoon. On Sunday, the technical presentations continued. The KiwiSat team of Fred ZL1BYP, Ian ZL1AOX and Terry ZL2BAC brought us up to date. The hardware is substantially complete and the last hurdle before seeking a launch date is to get the operating system software finished and tested. Next, a presentation from John ZL4JY took a detailed look at the design considerations behind his company's data telemetry radio. The design uses a direct conversion receiver, and John discussed the benefits and compromises required to achieve a working product. Following this, John ZL2HD brought us up to date with APRS, the Automatic Position Reporting System, and looked at some new applications for this system. UHF power amplifier secrets was the next topic. Doug ZL2TAR reported on his recent work linearizing the operation of Mitsubishi MOSFET amplifier modules. After lunch, Peter ZL3TC organized a construction activity. From the supplied components, we had to design and build a VHF oscillator powered from a 3-volt battery supply. Several took up the challenge, but I'm sorry to say that none of the finished designs showed any signs of oscillation. Next, Con ZL2AFP gave a presentation on his work on very narrowband weak signal digital communications and also some new recent work on transmitting digital color pictures. The final session for the day was the forum conducted by John ZL2HD. Topics included the future of the national system, repeater and beacon fees, CTCSS tones on repeaters, the VHF-UHF records, contests, and consideration of a bonus for single operator stations, and a simplex frequency for APCO P25 digital communications. VHF convention in 2013 will be held in Auckland. But finally, thanks to the Wellington VHF group for organising another enjoyable convention. And thanks, Jim, it's back to you.
Thank you, Vaughan. Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, reporting live from the VHF convention in Wellington. Ah yes, back down south we go now. In fact, to Upper Hutt, where we say a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. In the last HQ info line, I announced a press release from Radio Spectrum Management. For those who do not subscribe to our fortnightly information bulletin, RSM will be releasing the E, X and Y call signs for allocation to amateurs. The date and time of this release will be at midday on the 22nd of June. The allocation of these call signs will be treated as a first-in, first-served basis. While I can accept applications now for these calls, I cannot guarantee they will be available on the day, as there are four other ARXs in New Zealand who also have the authority to allocate these calls from this date. As the NZART ARX, I need you to complete the Radio 4A application form that can be found on our webpage, or send me an email and I will forward one to you. The call signs can be allocated as primary or secondary calls. They may also be used for a special event and one-letter calls, however, only within 30 days from the start date of the event. These calls can still only be applied on a 12-month allocation, but can be applied for again at the end of that period. This will change in the coming months, but I will advise you when RSM have confirmed permanent allocation dates for special event one-letter calls. Finally, conference is fast approaching, and NZART membership within branches has been sent to all secretaries of each branch. Please check with them to make sure you are on the list. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. NZART's AGM and conference will be held at Silverstream over Queen's Birthday weekend. With a conference update, here's the conference committee chairman, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI.
Thanks, Jim. Good evening, listeners. This year, the conference award has been simplified to make it easier for NZART members and will be in the form of a special QSL card. The NZART conference promotion station, ZL2VH, will be operating on the 80-metre and 40-metre bands from Monday, 2nd May, until Tuesday, 31 May, on most evenings. After making contact with ZL2VH, a special QSL card will be issued upon request and will be sent via the QSL Bureau, or alternatively, may be picked up upon arrival at the conference venue from the talk-in station. No QSL cards will be sent directly to those contacting the promotion station. The proposed frequencies will be 3.715 MHz in the 80 metre band and 7.080 MHz in the 40 metre band, plus or minus QRM. From 4 p.m. onwards on the Friday of conference, with the opening of the registration desk, a talk-in station will also be operating on VHF via the local upper hut repeater, Climb E730 or 147.300 MHz with a positive split. This repeater has excellent coverage around not only upper hut but also the greater Wellington region. Again, the call sign ZL2VH will be in operation. The national system may also be monitored. The talk-in station will be able to provide directions and other information as required about conference. Remember to check the latest break-in issue for conference information and the registration form. Or for more late-breaking news or updates on conference, just follow the links from the main page of the NZART website at www.nzart.org.nz. I look forward to seeing you all at conference in Upper Hutt in June. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. Upper Hutt Conference Committee Chairman Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The Radio Electronics Group will be holding their annual equipment sale at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday, 14th of May. Vendors entry time is from 8:30 a.m, with doors opening to buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be a $2 lucky ticket entry. Trade displays, refreshments and door prizes are all part of the day's action. There'll also be plenty of parking and motorhomes are welcome. For vendor registration and inquiries, contact Trevor, ZL4GJ, telephone 07-843-7365, 07-843-7365, or email the Radio Electronics Group, reg.zl1reg@gmail.com. talkin.zl1reg@gmail.com. On the day, Talkin will be on the 7125 and 695 repeaters. That's the Radio Electronics Group sale day on Saturday, the 14th of May. To Waro News, and its greetings and a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Did you take part in the recent Thelma Super Memorial Contest? Organiser Bev ZL1OS reminds participants that logs should reach her no later than the 1st of May. Send them off to Bev ZL1OS at her call book address. There's a special request for OMs who are in the contest to put in their logs. And if anyone's unable to work out their points, just send your log sheets in and Bev will work the points out for you. The results of the Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be announced during the Waro AGM at NZART Convention in Upper Hutt. Contacts made during the Thelma Super Contest can also be counted towards various Waro awards. A reminder that the nomination slips enclosed with the latest bulletin need to be completed and returned to Lynette ZL1LL before the end of this month. There are vacancies to be filled at the AGM and volunteers for positions would be welcome. The International YL Meet will be held near Adelaide in South Australia in early May 2012. That's just 12 months away. A website has been set up at www.ylinternational2012.com. And there you'll find everything you need to know and the most up-to-date information about the meet. You can register your interest in attending by filling in the form on the website. All YLs and OMs are invited to come to the meet and you don't have to be a member of any organisation or licence, but should be interested in amateur radio. Waro will be 50 in March 2012, and I hope to be able to tell you more about the way that milestone is going to be celebrated very soon. That's all from Waro for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally on tonight's broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Auckland Branch 02 has its next meeting on the 21st of May at the club rooms. The meeting will discuss the various NZART conference remits. The Western Suburbs Amateur Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, will have its next meeting on Saturday the 14th of May. Paul ZL4AX will talk on packet radio. To the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, where the next meeting is on Monday the 9th of May, starting 7:30 p.m. At the Hazel Avenue Club Rooms. The subject is Inside the ICOM Factory, and also preparation for NZART conference, including voting on remits. Tatahi Bay Branch 42 NZART has its next meeting on Tuesday, the 3rd of May. The full list for remits for this year's NZART conference will be discussed. To QST 63, newsletter of Upper Hutt Branch 63 NZART. The annual general meeting for the club will be on Friday, the 29th of April, starting at 8 p.m. The usual annual general meeting agenda will be followed by a discussion on the NZART remits. The Christchurch Amateur Radio Club will have its next Radio Tech Day on Sunday the 1st of May. Now this is open to students age 7 and upwards interested in radio technology or amateur radio, but no experience is necessary. A parent or helper can also be included. Cost is $10 per student at the Radio Club Rooms, 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside, and that's in Christchurch, where car parking and facilities are available on site. The day runs from 9:30 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Tea, coffee and snacks are provided, but bring your own lunch. Now you'll need to book, so contact Rory Deans, ZL3HB, at email rory1@extra.co.nz. That's rory1, R-O-R-Y-1, at extra.co.nz. Christchurch Branch and Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club have a junk sale at Kendall Avenue School on Saturday the 7th of May, starting 9:30 a.m. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed next Sunday the 1st of May. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT headquarters on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.